Welcome to the Wellness Help Desk with your host, Nikkei Lamoti, certified wellness coach and personal trainer. A wellness podcast focused on providing practical tips on how to curate a healthy lifestyle uniquely for you, where we discuss wellness hot topics with expert guests and have real candid conversations. It's the one-stop shop you need to get the help you've been looking for. Let's dive in. Hey, what's up? And welcome to the Wellness Help Desk. I am your host, Nikkei Lamoti, and this is episode 34. There is no life update for you all today. Life has just been lifing as normal. And outside of that, there is nothing to really share. And so we're going to just jump right into today's topic, which is this loss of identity in motherhood. I have heard friends who are moms, also clients, and just talking with moms in general, that there comes a point where you start to feel like this loss in your identity, and it happens at varying different times for each individual. But I really wanted to talk about it, and today, from the perspective of how rediscovering who you are, the core of your being, can help you reclaim your time and reclaim your energy in terms of filling your cup, meeting your needs, and being able to show up for yourself. And so maybe you have experienced feeling this loss of your identity, like you didn't know who you were, or you looked in the mirror one day and you were just like, who am I? Or what happened to that girl that used to X, Y, and Z? Even though you do have the roles of a mother or wife and maybe a career title or whatever other roles that you have, you still feel this loss of your identity. And when I was caregiving for my dad for like 4 years, my identity was being a daughter and a caregiver. It was very much so wrapped up in that. And I was solely focused on him, super zero in on him and his needs. All the decisions that I made, I had him in mind. Where I lived, how far that was. And I needed to make sure that he got to his appointments. I needed to make sure I was there for him post-surgery, that he felt supported and loved, and that I advocated for him to his care team. And for those who don't know, my dad passed in 2018 from just complications related to having cancer. And so I wasn't making decisions thinking about me, myself, and I when I was in this identity of being a caregiver and daughter to my dad. It was always with him and his needs in mind. So when he passed in 2018, I immediately felt a loss in my identity. It felt like a void, an emptiness. And I didn't know who I was. I distinctively remember driving home from work one day, and it was quiet in the car, and I just had this huge moment. I remember it was after I passed the Braves Stadium, and I just remember having this moment, this wave of like, I don't really know who I am, and I don't really know what I'm supposed to do next. And I just was remembering, like, just sitting in that and not knowing what to do with that, because so much of the last 4 years was dedicated to my dad. And so many of you go through this in motherhood as well. Some of you keep this dialogue internally, like you're not really having the conversation with anyone. Some of you have had this with fellow mama friends, and you all get to like have that dialogue. But becoming a mom transitioned you to a new identity. And as you adopted this new identity, you started making decisions and showing up differently, which is to be expected. Whenever there's a new identity shift, we always start to embody the characteristics and qualities of that identity. So this identity that you transitioned to when you became a mom, it's been your trusted companion as you've been journeying through all of your mom duties, no matter what season of motherhood that you're currently in. And so there came a day or a moment specifically where you just kind of looked up and asked yourself, who am I? Like, beyond the whole being a wife and a friend and whatever career title, what other labels you may have that define you, you are asking, who am I? And so this question doesn't have to be a roadblock for you. I remember that's extremely heavy in how it felt for me when I was driving in the car and it just hit me of who am I now and what am I supposed to do next? It felt like an impasse and I didn't know whether to go left or whether to go right. And I wish I would have had someone in my life then that would have helped guide me through the steps I needed to take to discover who I was as an individual. And so peeling away the labels and the roles that you wear in life, it opens up a world of self-discovery. You get to really dive deep into who you are as an individual, but also it opens up empowerment because you start making more informed decisions, more aligned decisions in who you are, what you desire, what you enjoy. And this doesn't mean that it's all based and centered around you, but you start making decisions that are important to you, and that includes other people in your life and how it impacts them. And so when you have a clear idea of who you are, you can make decisions that truly serve your needs. I had to ask myself when I transitioned from caregiving for my dad, and then a year and a half later, I transitioned to caregiving for my mom, and it was in her season of caregiving for her that I was faced with the same question. Who am I? Who am I? And I was like, who am I outside of caregiver and daughter? Like, I feel like I'm more than that. I was never in the identity or even familiar with who I was just as Nike, an individual. Because me as an individual, there was still continuity of me in that role of caregiver or daughter, right? But I was not cultivating that identity at all. I was only cultivating the identity of caregiver and daughter and focused all of my attention on embodying those characteristics of being a caregiver and daughter to my parents. And so through the season of caregiving for my mom, that is when I discovered who I was as an individual and getting familiar with the identity of Nike. And so what happens when you are solely focused on one identity and only embodying those characteristics and qualities of that identity is that your needs start to get neglected and you start self-sacrificing and you start feeling chronically burnt out. Because if you think about it, when you're only focused on embodying the characteristics and qualities of one identity, you're not cultivating and nurturing the other identity, which is you as an individual. Think of it as a fire that's not a campfire specifically that isn't continued to be nurtured and cultivated. It eventually goes out. And so when I think about that season when I was caregiving for my mom and going through this self-discovery of who I was outside of that role of caregiver and daughter, there was a shift that started to happen for me. And that shift resulted in me starting to fill my cup, make myself a priority, like start meeting my needs and just supporting my health and well-being. And you know what the shift was? It's when I decided to have and accept and discover my identity as Nike. My thinking started to transform. Like I realized it can be both and, not either or. I can make a decision that meets my needs and advocates for my mom. And this can be true for you in motherhood as well. You can show up for Zumba and put a movie on for the kids without feeling guilty about screen time. You can love hearing the laughter of your kids fill the room and love the rare moments of silence that you get. Being rooted in your identity as an individual, it just opens up the opportunity for you to start meeting your needs and reclaiming your energy. I experienced it as a full-time caregiver, and so have my clients who are moms as well. And so with a clear idea of who you are, things start to become more aligned in the decisions that you make, not just for you, but also for the people around you. And so in one-on-one wellness coaching, this is the very first step that I take with my clients. Together in the very first session, we work through a framework that allows for you to start rediscovering and identifying who you are as an individual in order for you to start reclaiming your time and energy, no matter your season of motherhood. And so if you're ready to discover your individual identity in the midst of your season of motherhood so that you can begin reclaiming your time and your energy, then schedule a consultation with me via the link in the show notes. So how do you rediscover who you are? If you realize, yes, Nike, I can relate. I feel like I don't know who I am, and I love my kids. I love the life that I have. I'm extremely grateful for it, but I don't know who I am. Here is a place you can start. Number one, get real with yourself, right? It's time to dig deep and have a heart-to-heart with the one person who knows you best, yourself. Let the tough questions out and answer them with bravery and honesty. Now more than ever is the time to just be real. What is it that you truly need? What isn't working? What do you dislike that you're presently doing for reasons that you don't even like to do what you're doing? Maybe you discover you're doing it for somebody else or out of assumptions, but this is the time to ask those hard questions and answer them. And then after you do that, and that's a step of exploration. Like I said, I spend 90 minutes going through with my clients in our very first session. This may be something that takes you weeks to do, to really get yourself to answer these questions honestly and explore, okay, what is happening? What is going on? Right? And then the second step is believe that you deserve it. Do you truly believe that you deserve to fill your cup? Do you truly believe that you deserve to reignite your love for a long forgotten hobby or passion project or a community that you were once a part of? Because as you go and start cultivating and nurturing and discovering your identity as an individual, these types of things will start to rekindle. And you're like, oh yeah, I remember when. Oh, I forgot that. Oh, I remember when I used to, this brought me so much joy, right? And then the third step is to start taking action. It's not good enough to just do the self-discovery, feel empowered, but then don't do anything. So what did you come up with during that time of self-reflection? Maybe there's an art class that you've been eyeing, or there's an heart-to-heart that you want to have with a loved one, or maybe it's time to dust off a book collection that you really love that kind of has been tucked away under the bed or in the basement. So these are just the small baby steps, just the tipping point that you can take to begin to rediscover who you are, right? To rediscover your self-identity as an individual. And I really want to read to you this definition of self-identity according to healthassure.org, because I feel like it's really helpful in helping you have a clearer picture of self-identity. According to this website, self-identity refers to how you identify and define yourself. Fundamentally, it answers the question, who am I? Your self-identity is everything that encompasses you. It is a combination of all of your personality traits, physical attributes, and interest. So I want to reiterate again that this is why I said there has always been a continuity of you as an individual in that role and title as being a mom and that new identity that you took on. But reconnecting to your individual identity, your personality traits, your interest, right, is what I have been talking about here today. I want you to think about the identity as you as an individual, as a fire that was extinguished over time as you had shifted focus to your family and showing up and embodying the identity as a mom. So again, there has always been a continuity of you being you within that identity of being a mom and embodying those characteristics of that. But when that fire wasn't nurtured, wasn't cultivated, it went out. And you can feel that loss of self when that fire went out, when it was extinguished. which has left you with that question of, who am I? And so I'm not asking you to neglect one identity in order to attain another identity, because you have always been the individual identity as you. This is more of a question and a discovery of, how can you fan into flame that fire that makes you, you, more than you give the focus to the identity of being a mom? And so really take your time and be kind to yourself as you go through this process. This is not to say that any of this is wrong, because it's not. This is to say, how can we restore balance? How can we fan into flame the fire that makes you, you, so that you can begin to reclaim your time and energy and better overcome the root that is continuing to contribute to your mom burnout? As always, remember to give yourself grace. And I look forward to speaking with you on a consultation call if you're ready to rediscover who you are, implement that in your present season of motherhood, and start reclaiming your time and energy. You can book that call via the link in the show notes below. I'll catch y'all in the next episode.
That's it for today's episode. Thank you for listening in. If you enjoyed the episode today, head over and leave me a review. This helps others find the podcast and be one step closer to curating their healthy lifestyle. Come connect with me over on Instagram at @Nike_Lamoti. And if social isn't your thing, join my beautiful newsletter community via the link in the show notes. To learn more about exclusive one-on-one wellness coaching, head over to rndaywellness.com. As always, remember to give yourself grace.